Okay, this is a little change of topic. Now, these questions are all about houses and things inside houses. This type of house that you have is what kind of house?
This is referred to as a patio house.
Huh.
We share a... All of these houses share a wall with the adjoining house. That wall belongs to that house.
Uh-huh.
And we have our yard, and there are no windows in this wall.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
creates privacy
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true of all the houses up here. You have this same arrangement where you have one wall that gives you privacy, and you have no windows in that side of your house.
That's interesting.
All of the windows and doors open up this way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
now there are other names, patio houses. You know, they're all different kinds of. Others, trying to think what others might call them. In a gated community like this is,
mm-hmm.
gated meaning that at the front entrance you either have a gate or it was constructed so you could put up a gate
mm-hmm.
at some future time.
Mm-hmm.
This group of people that live in Balcones have never elected to put up a gate, but it's constructed and laid out to come in, make a big loop, and go back out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that permits you to have the protection of a gated community.
That's clever.
there are quite a number of those in El Paso.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought this was a kind of special in that way.
No. In fact, if you go out of here, the very next thing up on the hill, behind us up here, is another gated community.
Mm-hmm.
If you... Do you know, are you familiar with Los Felinos?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is in this, it is, let's see, Los Felinos would be below St. Francis Church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to tell you, but in that general area, there's another one called Balcones. That is down in the Coronado Country Club area below St. Francis Church.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Las Casitas, which is the big development up on the mountain. It has probably 150, 200 houses in
mm-hmm.
it. That's a gated community.
Mm-hmm.
Gives
what other
people
kinds
a sense
of,
security.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Well, I was raised in when the family built a home over in Manhattan Heights next to Memorial Park. The house had a full basement
mm-hmm.
and two stories. The first floor had living room, a dining room, a big what we call sunroom, where we also had breakfast. But it was a sunroom with planters all around the windows on the inside with live plants inside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How usually, I mean, like these houses are just divided by the other house, you know, wall. But in other neighborhoods, how are the houses divided from one another physically?
They usually, depending on the area, it's almost a status thing. In the more expensive homes, you have more distance between the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.